Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, at Life in Full Expression. Super excited to be here with you this Monday from the Pacific Northwest. I live just a little bit west of Seattle. And today's episode, we are going to energize our listening skills. I have some great notes that I've written up and taken for all of you today. We're going to be looking at the surprising secrets of world-class listeners for both personal and professional. So we're really going to dive in today in the occupational dimension of the seven dimensions of life and full expression. And I'm just going to start this off that what good listening skills are and what they aren't and why they're even important that we have. Some of them are common sense. But I wanted to start off with a quote by Amir, who's a professional business and life coach. And he says that if you look closely at your relationships, you will see that the effectiveness of your relationships is determined by how well you communicate. How well you communicate with others is determined by and large, are you ready for it? By how well you listen. So I want to start off with a little bit of research of why this is even important. On the average, as adults, we spend about 70% of our waking time engaged in some kind of form of communication. And guess how much of that is actually listening? That's 70%. 45% of our waking time as adults is spent listening. 30% is speaking, 16% reading, and 9% writing. Although I think that writing was really a lot when I was in college, I'm just gonna say. But all of that is that a lot of time is spent listening. So of that 45% of listening, it doesn't necessarily mean that you and I are really naturally good at listening and nodding our head and keeping eye contact like I am with you in the camera doesn't necessarily mean that if I'm in a conversation with you that I'm really tapped in, tuned in, and listening to you, you know. We're going to unpack that word listening in this first part. I'm going to divide this world-class listening and the power of listening into two episodes. There is so much amazing content here that I wanted to take and split it apart a little bit so we can digest it a little bit better. So actually, surprisingly enough, very few people actually have strong listening skills. And another thing, I don't know if you experienced this in your school in America or around the world, if you're listening to this somewhere else in the world besides the United States, is I didn't have a class on learning how to listen. Wouldn't that be a cool thing to put into our schools? As well as, if you're an employer, what a great course to have for your, not only your employees, but also your upper level management, that they would be learning about how to listen and what it means to listen. So don't despair. I'm going to develop a little bit of that in you today. And as a life and business coach myself, I am consistently sharpening my skills on listening. Because if I'm not really truly hearing and understanding the very complexities of my clients, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for me to really serve them. So let's look at some of the benefits of actually being a good listener, both personally and professionally. I made a list here for us. So listen to this. Actually listening is going, if you're a student listening to this, it's going to lead to better grades in school, which leads to improved self-esteem and confidence. It's going to help make friends more easily and build strong social networks. Better listening is going to solve problems. It ensures understanding. It resolves conflicts. And it helps develop resourcefulness. Self-reliant kids and young adults who solve their own problems. This is something I experience when I teach my college class on personal wellness, is teaching the kids how to have critical thinking skills for them to be tapped in and tuned into not only their own feelings and emotions, but also having a sense of empathy to others. And that takes of listening, and we're going to look at both verbal and nonverbal listening. And then it helps to build very strong relationships. In addition, good listening skills can benefit your work life in several ways. It's going to lead to greater productivity and fewer mistakes. It's going to lead to better customer satisfaction if you are an owner of a particular business. And it's going to help avoid conflict and misunderstanding with your coworkers. It also is going to improve ability to influence, persuade, and negotiate. And it makes sharing of information much more effective, which leads to more creative and innovative teamwork. And I always like to put in there, it's going to make it a lot more fun. Yeah. So good listening skills are so critical for business success that many successful leaders and entrepreneurs credit their success actually to their listening skills. And in fact, Richard Branson of the Virgin Company, he frequently points to listening as one of the main factors behind the success of the Virgin Company. So let's get started on four basic goals of good listening. This is actually a key as I was beginning to learn more about this and studying. We're going to break it down into four basic goals. So number one, when someone is beginning to speak, one goal is they're speaking to understand someone. So for you to understand them. So you want to be listening to understand them. Secondly, it may be that you're listening to enjoy someone. Third, you may be actually listening to learn something, which is why you're here on this podcast right now, is listening. And then also, you might be listening to actually help someone or give them some kind of solace. So those are four basic goals of good listening. And what's the point of trying to identify the proper goal for our listening in a situation in the first place? I mean, why even have that awareness? Why do you need that? Well, think of it this way. I'm going to read this a little bit to you. Have you ever been in a conversation and discovered maybe a little too late that you had been listening with the wrong goal in mind? Like you were just way off. So let me give you a little example. So let's say your significant other comes to you upset, angry about something an acquaintance said to her about an issue. And you think that since she's mad about what the other person said, she wants to talk about the pros and cons of the issue. So you focus on understanding the argument of both sides and you offer thoughts on the topic. Big mistake. Actually, she's more upset about getting into an argument in the first place and how it made her feel. In other words, she's not focused on the issue at all. That was just the trigger incident. What she really wants from you is for you to listen with the goal of giving her solace. Good listeners are strategic. They set a goal for the listening that's most appropriate for the situation. So if you want to be a good listener, the first step is to get into the habit of asking yourself, in any listening situation, what am I trying to achieve as a listener in this situation? So by identifying what your goal or goals are in any listening situation, you can employ the proper listening skills in the conversation and have a better chance of achieving a satisfactory outcome. And I think of this as even as a parent. If you're a parent and you have either smaller children or adult children, minor adult children, and they would come to me and I would actually ask them, would you love for me to just listen and give you comfort? Or do you want me to listen as if I'm helping you solve a problem? And they would let me know, Mom, I just want you to listen. I'm not interested in you helping me. I just want to share this, and that's the end of it. I'm like, okay, absolutely. And then as I became a life coach, you know, I made even more distinctions. I'm like, am I listening as a mom, or am I listening as a life coach? And they would let me know that as well. So I just share that because there might be unique circumstances and situations with your life and what you're experiencing. So I also want to say, let's look at what good listening is not. First, listening is not the same as hearing, because hearing is really a physical process that, provided you don't have hearing problems, that occurs naturally. And listening is actually much more active, and it requires both hearing processing, what you hear, and it takes focus and effort. So one reason most people don't do anything to improve their listening skills, here it is that you might be thinking that you already have good listening skills, so why develop them? In general, if you ask the average person on the street what constitutes good listening, you'll get the same three answers over and over, kind of, and this is just in general, is you may hear that not talking when others speak is a good form of listening. Another one would be letting others know you're listening through facial expressions and verbal sounds like, you know, and you're nodding. Another one is being able to paraphrase back to the speaker what he or she just said. And so as I read these, I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of thought that those were good listening skills as well, but they're not necessarily true. And we're going to dive into why that is. And there's not anything wrong with these three moves, but here's the key element of it. These three moves are basically the bare minimum when it comes to listening. And they don't really get you very far in more challenging listening situations. So if it's an easy situation, okay, this level is pretty good. But as it gets more challenging, you're going to need to up-level your skills. So according to research by Jack Zinger and Joseph Folkman, they are leadership development consultants. Good listening, they came up with this. It is much more than just being silent while the speaker is talking. It actually includes interaction that builds the speaker's self-esteem. And it's about creating a two-sided cooperative conversation. It includes helpful suggestions from the listener. So we're going to go to a short break now. And when we come back from this break, we're going to go through what good listening is. And I'm going to begin to unveil 4 of 6 levels of listening skills that you can begin to become a world-class listener yourself. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every 4th Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, and today we're in the occupational dimension of Life in Full Expression, and we are learning about world-class listening. And in this second segment, I'm going to introduce to you what good listening is and what actually makes a person an effective listener. So going back to a little bit of research by Zinger and Folkman, they actually conducted an in-depth research study of 3,400 plus participants designed to help managers become better coaches. And this was what some of the findings, as they did really assessed a 360 degree assessment, the researchers identified those participants out of that 3,400 people who were perceived as being the most effective listeners. In other words, it was the top 5%. Then compared this group to the average of all the remaining participants and analyzed the characteristics that differ between the groups. This is what they found. And it was kind of surprising. Contrary to popular belief, the best listeners did not remain completely silent while the other person talked. And instead, they would periodically ask questions to clarify and take the discussion deeper. They also found that the best listeners made the speaker feel supported and conveyed confidence in them. And this created a safe environment in which issues and differences could be discussed openly. And then they found that the best listeners had a way of making conversations feel cooperative, even when the two speakers actually disagreed with each other. They conveyed that they were trying to help, not win an argument. And I think that's a really key element. When you're possibly coworkers and an employer or employee, if you can come from the end in mind, that you're committed to this end in mind, then why would you want to win the argument? Wouldn't it be more effective to be collaborative and helpful to each other? And then finally, the best listeners tended to make suggestions. This runs counter to the common complaint that so-and-so didn't listen, that he just jumped in and tried to solve the problem. This actually suggests that perhaps making suggestions isn't the problem. It's how the suggestions are made that matters. And that's a key element. It's not that suggestions are made, it's how we go about it. And I'm going to share with you today a little bit of ways as we go in this podcast here of how you can do that, how you can suggest things that are in a collaborative manner. So Zinger and Folkman also identified six levels of listening. I just find this super, super helpful. So I'm going to introduce all six today, but we're going to do a dive into about like four and a half of them. So starting off from the most basic, creating the right environment for the discussion is really level one. And to the most complex, giving opinions and suggestions without causing the other person actually to shut down. And not all conversations need to use all six of these levels that you're going to learn in this episode as well as the next one. But the more of these levels the listener employs, the better the resulting communication will be in general. So let me give you a 30,000 foot view of all these levels. All right, so level one is, again, creating a safe environment in which the conversation can take place. Level two is clearing away distractions and focusing full attention on the speaker. Level three, understanding the speaker's verbal communication. And level four is understanding the speaker's nonverbal communication. Level five, understanding and empathizing with the speaker's feelings. And then level six, asking questions and sharing thoughts that help the speaker move forward. So here's just a quick assessment. If you want to, you know, pause this when it's not live on there, you can go back and listen to those six levels and ask yourself from 1 to 10 on each level based on how often or how well you usually employ each of the listening levels in your conversation. So you could just do a quick little assessment in each one of those levels from 1 to 10. Where do you feel you're at and what you could improve on? So just let's do a quick summary. While adults spend more time listening than they do in any other communication skill, most people's listening skills are really inadequate. And listening skills are taught infrequently, if at all, in school. And few people take the initiative to improve their listening skills through training. And one of the reasons is people don't do so is they believe that they already have good listening skills. But the conception of what constitutes good listening is very limited and wholly inadequate in most situations, especially when it's a sweaty conversation or it's difficult or someone's upset, you know, all down that line. And again, research has shown that the top 5% of listeners are much more active and engaged in conversation than most people would expect. They ask clarifying questions. They empathize with the speaker and make supportive statements, and they demonstrate a willingness to help, even when offering solutions. So let's go into a little bit of listening 101, the basics. We're going to take a short break here, and after this break, I'm going to bring in to you what are the basic good listening skills that we're going to tap into. I'm going to go a little bit deeper into these levels and explain them to you. So stay tuned, come on back, and let's learn some listening 101 basic skills.
It's time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back, you guys, to segment three of Learning How to Be a World-Class Listener. This is Life in Full Expression, and we're in the occupational dimension today, and we're going to dive into what are the listening 101 basics. And one of the key elements here is your attention. It's really about, let's dive into that level one, about setting up the right kind of environment to have a really productive discussion. And a little bit of level two is using your face and your body to show you're interested and give feedback during the discussion. And actually, on my way, I just drove from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington over the last 3 days, and fantastic drive, saw some amazing country. And I was actually in Medford, Oregon, and I was at a Starbucks getting a coffee, and this man just all of a sudden started talking to me. And I was sitting in my car, and I was facing forward towards the steering wheel. And I heard this still small voice. He was sharing his heart, some of his problems. People do that. They come up to me and just start sharing. And I heard this still small voice, turn your body around and face him and give him your full attention. And it was just a moment in time where I was like, this is a very valuable human that is sharing a problem that he has, and he doesn't have anybody to talk to, and you're it. And in that moment, just turning my body to listen to him and give him my full attention, that full, you know, friendship that he wanted at that time was really important in that moment. Also, what I'm going to introduce to you is some key mental keys. I mean, do you ever feel like sometimes you might have a monkey mind and you really want to listen to that person, but then, you know, you have a squirrel and you see it over here? I still do that. So I'm learning with you guys. All right, let's go back to level one. So what is the right environment? Give you a little bit of an example here. So let's say you're meeting a friend at a coffee shop, and it begins as really kind of a catch-up conversation, and the coffee shop is a little noisy, which is kind of normal. And then this friend shares that they've been struggling with something. So now if you go back to the four goals, now you're not just listening, you know, to maybe learn a little something or to catch up, but now you're listening to this friend to give them solace. And what you say is, you know, it's really important to me that I hear what you're saying and really pay attention. And you kind of scan the coffee shop and notice that there's a table outside where no one is around and it's a lot quieter. And so you suggest to your friend, hey, why don't we go move outside so I can really hear what you're saying and give you my full attention and we don't have distractions. So that would be a real basic 101 great move for you to listen. And your goal is you're giving solace to that friend. So level two is clearing away distractions. How many times have you guys been in a conversation with someone and either you get a notification on your phone, whether it's any kind of social media or email, and you pick up and you look at your phone while you're in a conversation with someone? I've done that. Well, really, level two is about clearing away those distractions so that you can focus your full attention on the speaker, on the person talking. And maybe it's time to just silence the phone and put it away where you can't even hear it or feel it in that instance. And some of you, that if you have, you know, an iWatch, Maybe you want to take that off and put that away. So that's level two, clear away the distractions. Level three, understanding what the speaker is saying on the outside. So we're going to distinguish the difference between what the speaker is saying on the outside and what the speaker is saying on the inside, and the do's and don'ts of that. So one of the things that I just explained about that amazing man I met in Medford is for you to have an open and interested posture. Maybe lean in a bit, uncross your arms, uncross your legs. I've heard many times that sometimes whatever posture the person has in front of you, you might want to mimic it. And you're sending the message of go ahead, I'm listening. And the other aspect of this is you want to give the speaker regular feedback, reflecting their feelings, paraphrasing or saying nodding and mm-hmm. Remember that was the basics. But I also want to make the point that you don't want to interrupt them while they're speaking. You want to wait till they've kind of paused before you reflect feelings back to them. And you want to wait for that pause to really ask clarifying questions. One of the things that I like to say is, would you mind if I just kind of repeated back what you said, just to see if I'm hearing you well, and if there's something I've missed or you want to add to it, would you let me know? Because we hear differently. So it's very helpful to use open-ended questions with asking clarification. Now, here's two important don'ts if you are desiring deeply to be a world-class listener. You don't want to be a sentence grabber. Well, what does that mean? It means that you're interrupting and finishing the speaker's thoughts. Now, I actually experienced this quite a bit in a previous relationship where this person would assume that the end of my sentences. I'm like, no, that wasn't what I was thinking. No, that wasn't what I was feeling. And that's not even in my head at this point. So let's not be a sentence grabber where we're making an assumption that we know what the person's thinking and feeling. All right, the other don't. Don't pull the conversation off track by picking up on a minor detail or tangent. Like, oh, that reminds me of the time, and you go off on this story about it. That I've done that before. Sometimes I still do it. So see, I'm still sharpening with you. But what that does if you and I do that is it sends a message. You're not really interested in what the speaker is saying, and that you're not truly actively listening. So this takes a little bit of mental discipline on there. So again, level two is clearing away the distractions. Level one, the right environment. And level three is about understanding on the outside. So I also want to bring in level three about the inside. And this is our critical mental skills that are going on. Listen with an open mind, without judgment or jumping to conclusions. And it's really funny. Sometimes I have open narrative third-person conversations with myself. I'm like, Beth, what are you doing thinking that? That's not, I'll say things out loud so that I know that I'm saying things. But when you're listening to someone, it's helpful that you even start with the conversation, that you set an intention that you're going to have an open mind. You want to concentrate on what is being said. I found this really interesting. Even if it bores you, you catch yourself daydreaming, you still want to stay, you know, concentrated in on a conversation. So you don't want to allow your mind to wander. You want to stay tuned in and really be mentally, you know, reporting what the person is saying. So you may be wondering why we sometimes have such trouble focusing on what people say. The root of many listening problems, this is really kind of fascinating, and maybe you already know this fact, is that the human brain can listen much faster than the people normally speak. And so average rates are between 125 to 175 words a minute, whereas you and I can process an average of 400 to 800 words a minute. And this is why sometimes when you listen to audiobooks or things on YouTube, that you can actually speed up the recording that you're listening to, because your brain can actually bring it in a lot faster. So isn't that fascinating? So just knowing that about yourself mentally can help you slow down. So let's just summarize again the first three levels. One is create an environment for a good conversation to take place. Level two, clear the distractions. Level three, understanding what the speaker is saying, both on the outside, like body positions and engagement, and also on the inside with the mental skills. So after this short break, we're going to go into understanding someone's full communication, and we're going to take your world-class listening skills to a whole another level. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this short message, and let's take you to the next level and be a world-class listener.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul solutions now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul, with Julie O and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
How to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, you guys. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. And today we're diving into the occupational dimension and helping you and I be world-class listeners. And so in this last segment, we're going to take really how to understand someone's full communication. And I want to share this quote by Alice Miller. She's a Swiss psychologist and philosopher, and she says this: learning is the result of listening, which in turn leads to even better listening and attentiveness to the other person. In other words, to learn, We must have empathy, and empathy grows as we learn. Oh, I love that last part. We must have empathy, and empathy grows as we learn. So thank you, Alice, for that. So let's look at this next level four of being a world-class listener out of six levels. Now we're going to be looking at verbal and nonverbal communication. And a great listener pays attention to both verbal and nonverbal communication. This is a higher level skill. And why is paying attention to a speaker's nonverbal communication so crucial to understanding? Well, let's first of all, because noticing a speaker's nonverbal communication is often the key to understanding how that person is feeling. And understanding how that person is feeling is often the key to fully understanding what that person is actually trying to say, what they're trying to share. And this is because our words are so often inadequate for getting across our full meaning. And that's why it is so amazing to actually have a collaborative conversation that's going back and forth and engaging. It's kind of silly for us to assume that if we say it one time, that person has our full meaning. Not going to happen. It comes in layers. So truth is, words alone are rarely enough to convey a speaker's full message to a listener. So when we speak, we usually supplement our words, and you can see me using my hands right here in the camera with facial expressions, gestures, like with my hands, my tone of voice, and many other subtle nonverbal communication signals. And, you know, just in the last 3 months, I've become aware of American Sign Language like I have never known it before. It is fascinating watching these incredible interpreters, and I had no idea that it was more than just signing with your hands, but it is your facial expressions, and it is the movement of your body, and it's really extraordinary to watch these interpreters go, and it is. Yes, it's facial expressions, it's gestures, not necessarily the tone of voice, but even, you know, how your lips are moving or how your head's moving. So absolutely extraordinary that I've been learning more about that. I want to share a little story with you about this incident and how a coworker came to a manager in her experience and basically how a lot of stuff was not necessarily conveyed. So listen to the story, okay, you guys? I'm going to read it to you. So for example, let's say an employee, Jessica, believes that she should be in line for a promotion to the assistant manager level in her company. She approaches her manager, Alexis, and says, "I know it's not time for my next performance review yet, but I just wanted to check in with you and see if I'm doing all right." "You're doing really well," says Alexis, glancing briefly away from her laptop. Jessica sits down across from Alexis's at her desk and leans forward and says, How do you think I've been doing in my team assignments?" "Fine. Your whole team has been knocking it out of the park lately," says Alexis. "I'm glad you think so. I've been really trying to take the lead there and make sure everybody stays on track," Jessica says, with sincerity in her voice. She tries to catch Alexis's eyes, but Alexis is scanning back through something on her computer and doesn't look up. "Well," Jessica says, then pauses, but Alexis doesn't step into the pause. "I guess I'll be back. I'll be getting back to work." "Okay, it was nice talking with you," Alexis says. Now, this is a classic example of misunderstanding where the listener understood all the words that were actually said to her and responded appropriately, but where she completely failed to understand the gist of what the speaker was trying to say. Now, there's plenty of blame to go around here. Jessica wanted to ask about the possibility of her getting the promotion, but she never came out and said so. She hinted around with words and tried to use her body language, tone of voice, and eye contact to convey that she thought she had been doing the kind of job that would warrant a promotion. People do this all the time, saying one thing with their words, but still leaving so much unsaid. But Alexis is at fault too. She was distracted instead of attentive. And while she heard the actual words Jessica said and answered appropriately, she completely missed everything Jessica was trying to convey with her body language. The result? A missed opportunity, really, on both their parts. The fact is that if you struggle with understanding nonverbal communication, like Alexis, you're at a serious disadvantage as a listener, as an employer, definitely. So you can see that this nonverbal is very, very important. Now, why? Because several research studies have concluded that the majority of a person's communication, really between 70% to 93%, is conveyed by their body language, facial expressions, gestures, tone of voice, and speaking volume. It's therefore just as important to use your eyes as it is to use your ears when listening. Watch the speaker's facial expressions, their gestures, their eye movements. Pay attention to the speaker's tone of voice and his or her volume. And these factors all contribute to the speaker's overall communication. So far in this episode, you know, what have we really learned? And just to recap with us as we come in for a landing here, is that why listening is so important and the benefits. As we look back, it really will help you with your self-confidence, your self-esteem. It'll help you be a better learner and ultimately grow in empathy. And the other aspect is you looked at what good listening is and what it isn't. And what are the basics of good listening? And today we've learned about four of the six levels. And taking your listening to the next level is actually listening not just with your ears, but actually listening with your eyes. So I want to encourage you to come back for part two of this world-class listening and up-leveling yourself next week as we dive into more surprising secrets of the world-class listeners. I'll be back on October 17th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to leave you with this again, that powerful questions bring powerful answers. And so allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love and light. Thanks for joining me today on Life in Full Expression. I'll see you next week. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolfe.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.